reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus summoned the 12 and began to send them out two by two, and gave them authority over unclean spirits. He instructed them to take nothing for the journey but a walking stick. No food, no sack, no money in their belts. They were, however, to wear sandals, but not a second tunic. He said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave from there. Whatever place does not welcome you or listen to you, leave there and shake the dust off your feet in testimony against them." So they went off and preached repentance. The 12 drove out many demons, and they anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. The Gospel of the Lord.
For many years, Father Tom Franciscus was the pastor of St. Anne Parish in Dayton, Nevada. And this is Father Tom Franciscus right here. And I had the opportunity to visit him on one occasion and celebrate the Mass in his church. And right here in front was a husband and wife. And it was obvious that the wife was a bit disabled, maybe severely disabled, but the husband was very lovingly caring for her and helping her through the Mass. And when it was time to fold her hands, he would take her hands and fold them. When making the sign of the cross, he'd take the helper with the sign of the cross. And at communion time, help her. And I was very impressed. And afterwards, I went up and let the husband know how impressed I was. And he talked about how he was in an automobile accident and his wife had brain damage. But he said, "You know, God has given me the graces." And then he made a statement which touched me. He said, "Those graces are seldom early, but never late. Seldom early, but never late." Which means that God will always supply the graces at exactly the time we need them. Not before, but when we need them. And today we hear in our gospel about the Lord summoning the people, the Lord sending them out two by two, the Lord empowering the people. He summoned them. That word "summon" is a very powerful word. It doesn't mean just gathering people together, but gathering them into Jesus Christ and filling them with the Spirit of Jesus Christ, becoming Jesus Christ themselves. For the Lord summoned them to be like Himself, to go out two by two. He didn't send them out as a lone ranger by themselves who might be fatigued, might give up, but He sent them out two by two to the dark. A special power, a special energy, a special grace as we minister together. That is not present when we do it alone, but together we do. Jean Vanier, the founder of L'Arche, the home for disabled people, he would always send his people out two by two because the presence of God is there. The third person is present with him, Jesus Christ. So he sent them out two by two with Jesus Christ present with them. And he gave them, as he sent out the disciples, he gave them a special power, a special energy to go out and to drive out the demons. And what is that power? That power is the faith that the disciples had. It is the preaching that they did, the love that they shared with others, their gentleness, and their caring, which all of which the virtues that the devil cannot stand. That when the apostles came out, they drove out the demons with the presence of Jesus Christ, the love, the peace, the joy, and the charity of Christ. And so today, we are now those disciples as we go out two by two, and we go out and bring the good news to others. And so, let us be the faithful disciples of God, summoned by the Lord sent by the Lord, empowered by the Lord, as we hear the words, go in peace at the end of the Mass. Go in peace. Take up your walking stick. Put on your sandals. Take one tooth and let us bring the good news to others.
Amen.